On the show today, we have HC3's very own Griffin McGahee talking about how credit unions' digital transformations need to include member communications across a variety of channels. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Griffin McGahee from HC3. Griffin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Mike. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, we have a very interesting topic that's been kind of percolating throughout the industry. It's how credit unions' digital transformations need to include member communication across a variety of channels. So I thought this was pretty interesting because there's many credit unions out there that are doing their or undergoing their digital transformation journeys right now. But what do the members know about it? So I always kind of looked at from the member perspective because I'm a credit union member. So I'm like, gosh, I wonder what they're thinking. So can you expand, just give us a quick overview on like what's going on here?
You threw me a little bit with that. I'm sorry to get thrown off.
That's
the first
okay.
question. You may just start right in and you'll edit that out.
Yeah, I'll edit that out.
Yeah, so I think that credit union members, like consumers everywhere, are used to this digital experience that they get from an Amazon or an Apple, where it's going to be this frictionless, smooth payment, or they're in this ecosystem that's completely tied together, and that's not necessarily the world that credit unions live in from a IT standpoint.
Yeah, I agree.
They're managing multiple vendors, somebody who's handling core, and then a different online banking vendor, a different imaging system. And I think as credit unions go through this transformation and trying to manage this digital journey for their members and give them what they expect as consumers today, who I think rightfully so consider themselves experts in a digital world.
Yeah.
Everybody has the smartphone, they've all got all the apps, they all know how it all should work in the best possible scenario, and credit unions have a real challenge to put all those pieces together in the way that consumers expect.
Yeah, because that stuff is like it's almost like it's to be expected now, it's almost become the norm, and if you don't have that experience, then I'm gonna go somewhere else where I can get that experience. So that seems to be a big issue out there. So how are credit unions struggling with their member communication regarding new products and services? How are they struggling? Are they not getting the message out, or what's going on with the struggle right now?
I think kind of staying in the lane of our business and financial document communication, I think the struggle is putting those pieces together so that it does look like a holistic experience for the members.
Mm-hmm.
So that a printed statement looks like an electronic statement, whether it comes in the mailbox or it arrives in, you get it through online banking, that you, as a member, you see the same thing. You see the same document. You see the same branding that you see on online banking or on the credit union website, that this is like a consistent experience across the board.
A very cohesive look certainly helps out a lot. So why is this type of communication important for both members and credit unions? I think we both know the answer, but I just want to get your take here. So why is it important for both members and credit unions? I'm thinking transparency, keeping those lines of communication open. Here's what we're doing. What's it from your end? What do you see from your end?
Yeah, I think so. One thing we talk about with the credit unions we work with a lot is that your members have other financial relationships. They may have an American Express card or a Chase mortgage. And so they see how these companies communicate with them. And if they understand that, their credit union down the street that has all these advantages of being local and knowing people can produce the same kind of experience for them as they get from, a mega bank, then I think that gives them comfort that they're getting the best of both worlds.
Indeed. So we're going to talk solutions here. So what's the science behind creating better omni-channel member communications? What's the recipe for success here?
I think it's a lot about consistency.
Yeah.
So consistency of design, kind of like I talked about earlier, that these documents look the same, have the same message wherever you receive them. Also a consistency of message. So we do a lot of member statements, which are really a free touch point 12 times a year, mm-hmm. in a sense that this is required, and it's a compliance requirement to give the updates on these accounts. Yep. So it's a free touch point to communicate with your members. And whether they're print or electronic, a lot of statements, particularly print statements, that see a dwindling, there's a gradual shift from print to electronic, mm-hmm. and credit unions have done a great job moving members to electronic a lot better than a lot of other parts of the financial services industry.
That's good news.
Yeah.
So how can credit unions adopt better communications as an important part of their ongoing digital transformations? What's kind of next here?
Consistency of message in these communications is very important. And really what we run into a lot in the ecosystem that we play in is integration across platforms, so that consumers get this experience like they have with Amazon and Apple. So that if you change your email address in online banking, the consumer expectation is, well, that means it's changed in the core. If I go into a branch, it means my e-statement notifications or NSF notification is going to go to that email address now. And that's it's a realistic expectation, but it does take work in the kind of environment that credit unions, that you're probably talking about three or four vendors there, mm-hmm. to integrate and make that actually happen as soon as they hit that button.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you see this? Is this happening more and more? Is it more commonplace now that more credit unions are going through their digital transformation journeys? It would seem like it to me, because it's just kind of how we're evolving right now, it seems.
Yeah, I think there's just a lot more attention paid to that experience now than before, and it was treated as like, well, a statement or a notification about an account is something we do, and we're going to get it out as an email notification somehow, and we've met our obligation. But I think that now there's a lot more consideration given to what is the experience going to be like for a member receiving this document or managing this process.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's a have to as well. It's not like, well, we'll get around to it sometime, but this is something that I would think they would need to be paying attention to right now, or actually executing on right now. Is that what you're seeing as well? Or
yeah, we really are. We're seeing a lot of evaluation and vendor switching around member experience within, online banking statement communication, a lot of sort of combined implementations that we're doing, where this is kind of looked at as a whole picture instead mm-hmm. of maybe, changing a vendor relationship here or there.
Yeah. And as a member or a consumer, when I see my credit union doing these things, that gives me faith or builds trust for my credit unions. Like, hey, all right, they get it. They know that they have to kind of keep up with the Joneses, the Amazons, the Ubers, that type of stuff. They get it. So that really builds my loyalty, my trust, and my faith in my credit union that they're going to continue to be on this path and do the right thing for us and to create these great products and services, and also communicating that to me as a member/consumer. So I see that when my credit union's doing things like that, that just renews my faith in them. So seems like that would be kind of a standard procedure for a lot of members and credit unions out there.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think that's that's where the great value proposition, I think, comes from credit unions, is being able to have this member-focused environment yet still provide the same flexibility and kind of ease of doing business electronically that people just expect today. Mm-hmm.
And it's changing so fast, Griffin. It's like by the time this interview is over, something will have happened. So it's changing. Oh my gosh. All right, Griffin, well, I'm going to get you off the hot seat here. Anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom on this topic?
No, I think that the kind of the message about consistency in consistency of communication, the design and message, and really the integration steps take a lot of forethought, and it's more, when you're working in software, it's got to be systems based, and just having great people can't solve all of it. It takes a lot of a lot of forethought and planning to get those integrations working consistently.
Indeed. Well said, sir. All right, Griffin, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Thanks again, man. And let's check in down the road, see where you guys are with this, with all the transformations that are happening out there. It's kind of exciting.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
You're very welcome.